Welcome back inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex, everyone. Now that you have your calendars out, let's go over the important dates. We'll get to Lab's most favorite important dates in just a little bit. But coming up next in terms of the National Football League calendar, the annual meeting, also known as the owner's meeting, those will be held down in Phoenix, Arizona. April 17th, believe it or not, returning head coaches can begin their offseason workouts. Labs, that means there will be a lot of players floating through this building, quite a few still doing their workouts here, but more and more we will see trickling in as we get to the month of April. The deadline for restricted free agents to sign their offer sheets is April 21st, and then, hard to believe, but the 2017 NFL Draft held in Philly this year. I know we've been, it feels like it's far away, but it's really not. April 27th through the 29th, and then football in shorts. Labs already has his calendar ready to go starting on May 23rd. There are 10 of those voluntary workouts.
Yeah, I don't want to jump to that too quickly before just pointing out April 21st, as it says there, the deadline for restricted free agents to sign offer sheets. To me, that's a somewhat significant date, only because it will have an impact on Ross Cockrell and whether he will certainly be back for the Steelers in 2017. Or whether there's going to be an offer sheet from another team that he presents to the Steelers, during which time the Steelers would have a week to either match or let Ross Cockrell go and take a fourth-round draft pick from whatever team would have signed Ross Cockrell to that offer sheet. And when you're looking at the Steelers' secondary, I don't think you want to be losing a player like Ross Cockrell. Because whatever you might think of him, he was a starting cornerback on this team, deserved to be a starting cornerback on this team that went to the AFC Championship game last season. And, you know, you want to be able to add to what you have in the draft. You don't want to have to be using the draft to replace what you just lost. So, again, April 21st to me, before we get into football in shorts, I will be watching that date as well.
All right, speaking of football in shorts, here's a look at the 10 dates the Steelers will be tentatively holding their off-season workout programs, OTAs, Tuesday, May 23rd through the 25th, Tuesday, May 30th through June 1st, and then Monday, June 5th through the 8th. As we said, there are 10 of them. Usually goes 3-3-4. This could change, but I'm sure the Steelers will stick with this.
And Friday's off.
We appreciate. Thank you, Coach Tomlin.
Well, no, actually, thank you, collective bargaining
agreement. True.
You can't have the kids not have a long weekend.
That works out for everybody, right?
Yes, it does.
And then, of course, there is a rookie mini camp that will happen sometime after the draft. Those dates have not been selected just yet, as well as the veteran mandatory mini camp, which happens after OTAs. So stay tuned.
Yes. But, yeah, 10 days of OTAs right out here, football in shorts.
Hopefully it's not snowing then.
Hopefully
that's all I ask
for. It has stopped snowing by then. You know, we could have had OTAs in February here when it was 68
yeah.
to 70. Now in the middle of March, it seems like we're at the North Pole.
Yeah. All right, well, you brought up Ross Cockrell and the date for the restricted free agents you want to watch, and there's probably a reason why. He is one of the players, two for the Steelers, who have earned a performance-based bonus. So, Labs, I'll let you explain exactly how this one works, since you're more of a numbers guy than I am.
Well, I don't know exactly how it works, but the purpose of it is to, you know, try and distribute money to guys who are in their early years in the league, but who've played a lot. You know, one of the goals, both for the NFL and the Players Union, was to try and distribute some money to some of these guys who, you know, you would have to consider to be underpaid, you know, based on the amount of time, playing time that they get and their roles for their teams. And so this system was devised, you know, to me it's kind of like the compensatory draft pick thing. I don't really know how it works. I just wait for the league to send out this little list here with all the numbers on it, and then you check it to see, and there is a regular performance-based pay number, and then there's also another veteran performance-based pay that are given out to all the guys who are not rookies. Just to give you a quick, like Dak Prescott, for example, you know, he was not making a big contract as a fourth-round draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys. He was their starter throughout the season. He got regular performance-based pay, but he did not get veteran performance-based pay because he was a rookie. So, you know, Ross Cockrell ended up with $352,620.70 in regular and veteran performance-based pay. Now, let me just make it clear that that is added to his regular paragraph 5, which is the base salary based on his number of years in the league. But the winner, Al Villanueva,
right,
$401,652.46 plus his regular pay. And as a starting left tackle in this league, I got to say he earned it.
And he was on this list last year, too, if
yes.
I remember correctly.
Right. Guys, again, guys who are, you know, making, well, probably the minimum, who have significant roles with their teams and play a significant amount of snaps, they qualify for this. And it's a nice little bonus, I guess you could call it. So good work by Al and Ross. And, you know, they get a little something-something on the side.
All right. That is going to do it for this edition of Steelers Live. For our Steelers Nation Unite members, our keyword today is position. So head to SteelersNationUnite.com on the homepage in the upper corner. Enter the keyword position. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you.
Happy free agency. Stay plugged into Steelers.com. Cheers to the Labs.
And as I learned in Ireland in 1997, Jameson for the Catholics, Bushmill for the Protestants. Enjoy.
There you have
it. Responsibly.
Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great night.